Malaysia's former Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim can officially return to politics today, almost a decade after he was dumped from office under a cloud of alleged corruption. It's a remarkable moment for the man who was pretty much written off after he was jailed on abuse of power and sodomy charges in 1999. Now the order banning him from running for parliament has expired. Dr. Anwar has already proved that he's still got the touch. He led an alliance of opposition parties in unprecedented electoral gains in last month's election. As a result, the ruling Barisan Nasional coalition and its leader, Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi, are on the ropes. But Dr. Anwar has told the ABC that he's in no hurry to get back to Parliament. Southeast Asia correspondent Karen Percy reports.
Political watchers in Malaysia are anticipating one of the country's most ambitious political comebacks as the five-year ban against Anwar Ibrahim expires. He spoke to the ABC today ahead of a celebration planned tonight in Kuala Lumpur.
Well, I have never recognised that decision of the court, which I consider compliant judiciary, corrupt and under Mahathir's personal instructions. So I've been active all along, but of course it's a relief for the fact that I'm able to at least hold the public office.
Because of the ban, Dr. Anwar wasn't able to run in last month's historic election, but the efforts to keep him out of politics failed. The opposition parties he led from the sidelines now control five state governments, four of them for the first time. And with no experience in running governments, there's a lot at stake.
But what is more urgent and pressing is to make sure that we're able to hold the parties together and ensure that the governance in these states that we are in charge be very effective and fulfill the promise that we commit ourselves to the people.
It was no easy task bringing them together. The main players are the Democratic Action Party with its socialist bent, the Pan-Malaysian Islamic Party, which in the past has held fundamentalist policy positions, and Dr. Anwar's Keadilan Party, which embraces all races and religions. Together, they won unprecedented representation in the national parliament as well, and UMNO, the United Malays National Organisation, which dominates that coalition, is now in turmoil. Dr. Anwar came through the system he now opposes, rising through the UMNO ranks to become finance minister and deputy prime minister in the 1990s. At first, then Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad was grooming Dr. Anwar as his successor, but they fell out over policies, including how to deal with the Asian economic crisis of 1997 and how to beat cronyism and nepotism in government. By the next year, Anwar Ibrahim had been sacked, and by 1999 he was in jail. There's no love lost between Dr. Anwar and his latest political rival, Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi. As Dr. Anwar's political fortunes were waning almost a decade ago, Mr. Abdullah's were on the rise. Now Dr. Anwar is courting members of Mr. Abdullah's government.
There are a lot of support now expressed by members of parliament from the ruling party to try and associate with us. So I think that is the priority.
So you are already getting people from Barisan Nasional who want to join your opposition forces?
Yes.
When might that happen?
Well, we are talking to them. I said we are committed to an agenda. It's for democracy and freedom and a new Malaysian economic agenda. You must be able to support us based on the agenda to dismantle obsolete economic policies. If that is done, then they can join.
Prime Minister Abdullah is talking about handing over power to his deputy by the end of the year, but as yet there's nothing concrete. Even with that knowledge, Dr. Anwar isn't in any hurry to change his role. It seems Dr. Anwar wants to ensure the success of what he's achieved until now before he takes on any greater role. This is Karen Percy reporting for PM.